AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's primary election day in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley got some early momentum in her GOP race against Donald Trump in the first primary.
We are super excited. You know, we were excited to get the endorsement of the conservative union leader. It's amazing to get the first 6 votes in the country, and Dick will not. We're very grateful for that. It's a good start to the day.
Haley has vowed to continue with her campaign, even if she doesn't have a good night in New Hampshire. President Biden's name is not on the Democratic primary ballot in New Hampshire. The president and Vice President Kamala Harris will join forces at a rally in Virginia as they push for abortion rights. Oppenheim leads the way with 13 Academy Award nominations. Not far behind is Barbie.
What are you doing here?
I'm coming with you.
Did you bring your rollerblades?
I literally go nowhere without them.
Greta Gerwig was snubbed and was not nominated for Best Director for Barbie. Lily Gladstone, star of Killers of the Flower Moon, became the first Native American nominated for Best Actress. For the first time since Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin set up the international group to support Ukraine, the U.S. is hosting the monthly gathering of about 50 countries out of money and unable to send the ammunition and missiles Ukraine needs to fend off Russia.
If we lose our nerve, if we flinch, if we fail to deter other would-be aggressors, we will only invite even more bloodshed and more chaos. So a sovereign and secure Ukraine is critical to global security, and we must not waver in our support for Ukraine.
Congress is debating whether to send more U.S. money to Ukraine and Israel. The Israeli military says Palestinian militants carried out the deadliest single attack on Israel's forces since the Hamas raid that triggered the war. 21 soldiers were killed. This is AP News. Alabama plans a controversial execution.
It's the first time any state has tried this method of execution. On Thursday, the state of Alabama plans to execute Kenneth Eugene Smith by strapping him to a gurney and using a gas mask to replace breathable air with nitrogen, depriving him of oxygen. The Alabama Attorney General's office calls it the most painless and humane method of execution known to man. But some doctors and critics disagree. Dr. Jeffrey Keller, president of the American College of Correctional Physicians, calls it experimental, saying the plan is to eliminate all the oxygen from the air he's breathing, and that, he says, would be little different than putting a plastic bag over somebody's head. And experts appointed by the UN Human Rights Council say they believe the execution method could violate the prohibition on torture. Kenneth Eugene Smith was convicted in a murder-for-hire plot in 1988. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.